let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's described as a party in the middle of the day. The hit syndicated daytime television entertainment show Harry, starring singer, composer, actor, reality TV judge, and television host Harry Connick Jr. He's achieved excellence in every aspect of the entertainment world, music, film, television, and Broadway. Multiple Grammy and Emmy Awards and nominations, a Tony nominee, legendary performer, live, best-selling artist with tens of millions of records sold worldwide, including one of his first Harry Connick Jr. 11, produced when he was 11 years old, still find it on Amazon. All of that, and he still finds time for charitable work, including helping his native New Orleans rebuild after Hurricane Katrina, and now bringing music, laughter, inspiration, and this month, spreading the love. Four viewers will each win $10,000. The daytime hit Harry and Harry Connick Jr. joining us on This Week in America. Harry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. And thanks for that amazing introduction, man. That's really, really kind words.
Well, you're welcome. And on top of all of that, the newest member of the Connick family is sitting in your lap as we're talking today.
That's right. So there's an incredible organization called the SATO Project. It's spelled S-A-T-O, and they go to Puerto Rico. They've been doing it for a long time, and they rescue these dogs. And we had them on our show, and I've never fostered a dog or adopted a rescue dog. And I fell in love with this little pooch named Tuca. And I fostered her for about a week and talked to my family about it, namely my wife, who is, you know, the boss of the house, and said, what do you think? You know, can we adopt her? And she said, I think so. So I'm just so thrilled, and my family's thrilled, and we love this little pup, man. She's a great addition to the family.
You know, it's interesting. You bring up so many important topics with Tuca. You've got the fostering. You've got the adoption. You also talk about it's a very important job, and you shouldn't be impulsive. Sometimes we get caught up in the cuteness and really don't think through, and it's not really fair to the animal or fair to ourselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, my wife is kind of like an animal whisperer in many ways, and one lesson she taught me a long time ago is you cannot get an animal on impulse. You know, you get home and then you might have buyer's remorse or whatever, and you think, oh shucks, what have I done? And then next thing you know, you bring the animal to the adoption center because you can't take care of it anymore. So it's a really big decision. So when I fostered Tuca, you know, we talked about it and talked about it and the pros and cons and who's going to take care of her primarily and all of that stuff. But we came to the conclusion, we already have two dogs and a cat, so we said, well, you know, maybe one more won't be so much. So we're glad we made the decision. She's a great animal.
This is a big month for Harry. So much going on this month. And I mentioned in the beginning, four lucky home viewers will each walk away with $10,000 this month as you spread the love. Exactly how does this work? How can a viewer win?
Well, if the viewer goes to my website and they type in, or any kind of social media, actually, on Instagram or Twitter, and types in hashtag Harry10, contest, they're eligible to win. My website, harrytv.com, can show you all of the rules, but it's really exciting. I mean, it's one of the great thrills of having your own show is that you can do really fun things like this, and there's so many deserving people out there, and I just wish I could hug or shake hands with every single one of the people viewing my show. Because I love them, and I do the show for them every day. So if you go on social media and put hashtag Harry10K contest, you're eligible to win. So we're excited about it.
And you're going to help a lot of us guys out for Valentine's Day. You've got a gift ideas segment. Talk about that, because we sort of get stuck with, oh, I can't think of anything else. I'll do chocolate. What are some great gift ideas for Valentine's Day?
Rick, I'll tell you, I do it for myself as much as all the fellas out there, because I get stuck too. Like, what do you do? And you try singing love songs for a living and then getting stuck on your Valentine's Day. It doesn't work out so well. So a lot of these segments I have on the show, believe you me, I'm doing them to improve my own game. So we have a lot of great gift ideas for Valentine's Day. Some of them are, you know, pretty silly. Some of them are legitimate. And I just sit back and learn. And you know, it's nice for all the fellas out there to watch too, because maybe we can all use a little help in that department.
We're talking with Harry Connick Jr., the daily syndicated entertainment program Harry, available all across the country. Check local listings. You can go to harrytv.com to find out about new episodes. You focus on real people. You've got celebrities, you've got plenty of entertainment on the program, but real people. I love the leading ladies segment. We're meeting Jasmine Crowe this week, and here's a young lady who saw a problem and is really working on a solution. This has to give you great pleasure to be able to focus and shine a spotlight on someone like this and what she's doing.
It's an incredible feeling, Rick. You know, I like to do things that make me happy and make me comfortable, and I've spent my entire life around amazing women. It was sort of beaten into my head from the time I could think that, you know, you must have respect for women, your sisters, your mothers, your teachers, your, you know, anyone in a position of authority, anybody not in a position of authority. It's just something that we have to continue to work on. And the very first idea I had for my show, The Harry Show, was called Leading Ladies. I said, how often can we find women who are doing extraordinary things in their communities? They don't have to be well-known, they don't have to be celebrities, but I want to find these amazing women and highlight them and celebrate them. And you can be assured that there's no shortage of these amazing women. So we do it all the time. And that's my show is dedicated to these incredible women. I sit in my chair, I ask them questions. They inspire me, they inspire the audience, they influence us. My daughter Georgia told me last night that one of her great thrills of being associated with this show, she's a photographer on the show, is that she gets to see firsthand what these amazing, driven, intelligent, powerful women are able to do. And I think we are in a very interesting time in our culture where things are about to change as a result of, again, very strong and powerful women. So we love to celebrate them on the show. And I'm honored to be able to do so as often as I do.
It's so nice to find a program where people aren't yelling at each other. We've got about a minute left of the program. Besides this, you get to perform as well. What has this whole experience been like? You get to talk to great people. You get to focus on community projects that need to be focused on, focusing on women in particular. And then you get to entertain. What's this whole show been like for you?
Well, I'll tell you this. If your viewers or listeners watch the show, and I hope they do, you will be hard-pressed to find a host of a show who absolutely, sincerely loves it as much as I do. I get to play music. I get to meet incredible people. I get to have fantastic celebrities that we're all in awe of. It's just an honor. I think people who know me know that I really, really mean that. It's an incredible opportunity and a thrill and an honor for me to go on TV every day and celebrate who we are, celebrate our similarities, celebrate our differences, and have a chance to talk about things and not be vitriolic or have conflict.
Yes.
Or, you know, politics. All we do is want to have, I want you to feel better at the end of my show than you did when you started watching it at the beginning. So it's an incredible chance for me, Rick, and I'm so thrilled to have the chance to do it.
Well, we do feel better at the end of the hour. We feel like there's hope out there, especially focusing on some of the young people you have on the program. Harry Connick Jr. with us. The show is Harry. It's a syndicated daytime entertainment show. You'll see it nationally. Go to harrytv.com to get information on all the upcoming episodes. Harry, a pleasure having you and Tuca on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.